This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. After nearly 2 years of international isolation, worsened by a severe pandemic lockdown, North Korea is hinting it may finally be ready for dialogue, just not with the United States. North Korea this week took initial steps toward improving ties with South Korea. North Korean officials have also signaled bigger moves may be coming, including another summit between the country's top leaders and talks on ending their formal state of war. Believe it or not, the two Koreas remain in a technical state of war since their 1950s conflict ended in a truce instead of a peace treaty. South Korea's left-leaning government is cautiously optimistic. President Joe Biden blasted Republican lawmakers Monday for attempting to block efforts to increase the government's borrowing authority, saying they're playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy. With more from Associated Press, Mike Gracia.
Congress less than 2 weeks from the October 18th deadline to allow for more borrowing to keep the government operating, Senate Democrats and Republicans continue to point fingers and exchange barbs. On the Senate floor Monday, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer again blasted Republicans.
They blocked every single attempt to prevent a default from happening.
But Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the Democrats don't need GOP votes to suspend the nation's debt limit.
The majority needs to stop sleepwalking toward yet another preventable crisis. Democrats need to tackle the debt limit.
McConnell, Schumer, and President Joe Biden all continue to say the country will avoid default, but the Senate appears to be headed for a cumbersome process that could involve being in session over the weekend and possibly next week. Senators were scheduled to be in their home states. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The international rights advocacy group Amnesty International has accused Afghanistan's ruling Taliban of unlawfully killing 13 members of the ethnic Hazara minority community, one of whom was a 17-year-old girl. This is VOA News. An ethnic Serb was sentenced to 20 years in prison in Kosovo on Tuesday after being convicted of war crimes, including involvement in a massacre during the 1998-1999 war. The court in Kosovo's capital handed down the ruling against the man, who was arrested in 2019 and was identified only by his initials, GS. On April 15th through the 16th of 1999, GS was among those who executed 12 Albanian men in three separate cases after forcefully entering their houses and pushing women and children out of the way. German officials on Monday unveiled what they said is the world's first commercial manufacturing plant for making synthetic kerosene, touted as a climate-friendly fuel of the future. Aviation currently accounts for about 2.5% of worldwide emissions of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. Now, while other forms of transportation are increasingly being electrified, the challenge of making large battery-powered planes is formidable. Experts say e-fuels can help solve the problem by replacing fossil fuels without major technical modifications of the aircraft. Svenja Schulz is Germany's environmental minister.
And this project is very, very important because it shows that climate neutrality in 2045 is possible also in aviation. We need the dream of aviation. Still, people want to fly. And so flying has to be sustainable. And this day today shows that it is possible. We have all the knowledge, we have all the technology we need to make flying sustainable.
The facility in Verte, near Germany's northwestern border with the Netherlands, will use water and electricity from four nearby wind farms to produce that hydrogen. French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed potential areas of cooperation today as the Secretary of State visited Paris to try to improve relations between the two allies following a dispute about a security partnership among the United States, Britain, and Australia. A U.S. official told reporters the meeting, which was not on Blinken's public schedule, lasted about 40 minutes and included discussion of joint projects the two sides could announce during a meeting later this month between Macron and U.S. President Joe Biden. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.